Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. David Ehrlichman, the co-founder and coordinator of Converge, a network of system strategists, designers, facilitators, educators, and evaluators committed to co-creating positive impact. Converge practitioners have helped develop over 50 impact networks across the U.S. and the world, taking action on issues as diverse as economic mobility, human rights, access to science, and healthcare reform. He's also the author of Impact Networks, Create Connections, Spark Collaboration, and Catalyze Systemic Change, and producer of the short documentary Impact Networks, Creating Change in a Complex World, which features interviews with six acclaimed network leaders from around the world. And Mr. Ehrlichman, thanks for joining us here today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're certainly most welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, tell us, in a good place to start, what actually inspired you to write this book, Impact Networks?
Yeah, of course. I mean, just a little bit about my background briefly. Many years ago, 15 years ago or so, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I knew I wanted to work for purpose, for impact. So I started working at a nonprofit, and that nonprofit was doing great work, but I recognized when I was working there that it was operating within this massive broken system. And so I started to become curious how we could create impact, not just for individuals and create positive change for individuals, but also work at a systemic level. How can we really address the root causes behind many of these complex social and environmental issues that we face? And recognize that we can't do that by working within any one organization alone. We have to work across organizations. We have to work across sectors. We have to work in collaboration with one another. Even within organizations, these are massive systems often where we can better connect the different sites and disciplines or aspects of an organization around a common cause. So that led me into this work of focusing on supporting multi-stakeholder collaborations. Started to work in Fresno, California, where I was the coordinator for a network for 3 years. In 2013, co-founded Converge, as you mentioned, and really over the past 8 years have been focused on this work of supporting collaborative efforts for positive change. Through those experiences, have recognized that while collaborations and these efforts are often different in terms of what they focus on and who's involved, where they're located, there's actually that so much that's similar in terms of what it takes to form collaborations that work really well, the type of leadership that's required to support them, type of structures that are required to engage these complex issues that don't really have a clear beginning or end. And that's what we've packaged here in this book, along with interviews from 40 different network leaders around the world, their experiences, and then bringing in different fields like network science and systems thinking and organizational development and community building to share with everybody proven processes for how we can connect and learn, take action together, to do things together that we can never do alone.
Really some exciting and motivating information to kick things off here today, and we thank you for your efforts to date. Now, you say that networks are all around us, whether we're aware of them or not. What can we learn by seeing and understanding the networks around us?
Of course, yeah. There are networks at their most basic are webs of relationships connecting people or things. So there are networks of neurons in our brains. There are networks of routers and cables that make up the internet. There are networks underneath your feet when you walk in a forest, fungal networks that connect trees and plants together to share resources. Most of us are aware of social networks, sometimes maybe too aware of social networks, online or in person, the people that you're connected with. Social networks are usually formed organically based on the people you meet or the spaces that you operate in. But what many people don't realize is that networks can actually be deliberately organized and supported, not just to foster connection, but also to facilitate shared learning, collective action, and larger social movements. We can take the approaches that we learn from networks and how we connect and the ways that we can engage and have conversations with one another, and actually use the network approach to develop collaborations that are far more effective than the ones that are top down and use a hierarchical model where there's a central authority guiding the whole effort. That doesn't work when we're bringing collections of different partners together who all have their own perspectives on what we should do and how to go about it. We need a new model, the network model that puts relationships first, that supports connection, that finds the things that connect us and that we share, and then creates an enabling infrastructure for our ability to continue to connect, learn, and take action on big issues.
Now, speaking of big issues, you say that the approaches we have used to address simple and complicated issues are falling short when it comes to dealing with complex and chaotic issues. What got us here is not going to get us where we need to go. Can you explain that further?
Yeah, of course. I mean, people in organizations embark on collaborative efforts all the time, thinking they know how to do that, but typically really frustrated by the results. There's such a thing as collaboration fatigue. Why? What goes wrong? Often, two reasons. For one, they're trying to structure the collaboration like they would an organization, as a hierarchy, with some central authority guiding the work, with people fitting into specific roles to move it forward. And second, they try to plan it all out in advance, identifying specific and measurable outcomes for the effort before people have even had a chance to work together and make sense of what's going on together. This more deliberate approach only works if we already know what needs to be done and how to do it. But the thing is, complex issues are experienced very differently by different people. They're nonlinear, they're volatile, they're continually evolving. People are affected by these issues in different ways. They'll see things differently depending on where they stand and their experiences. So in our work to address complex issues, we can't plan it all out in advance. Instead, we need to bring different actors together to make sense of the issue collectively, to strengthen their ability to share information and resources, to coordinate their work, build on the things that are already happening, and then to collaborate together to affect the whole system in ways that no group could on their own. And that's really, in a nutshell, what it means to build a network for impact.
Well, certainly some fantastic information and insights shared here so far. We really appreciate it today. We're joined by Mr. David Ehrlichman, the co-founder and coordinator of Converge, a network of system strategists, designers, facilitators, educators, and evaluators committed to co-creating positive impact. He's also the author of Impact Networks, Create Connection, Spark Collaboration, and Catalyze Systemic Change. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you write that even though in some ways it seems we have never been more divided, it also has never been, on the same hand, been more possible for individuals and organizations to work together across boundaries and create change. Get into that further, what you mean by that.
Well, there are so many things that divide us and that we perceive as very different from one another. There's conflict constantly. At the same time, though, we have new technologies, ability to coordinate across very large scales. We can work together across organizations in ways we've never been able to do before. We can work across time. We can work across regions. So we have the technological infrastructure that allows us to work together, but often it's those conflicts that are getting in the way. And so we can address those conflicts head on. We can actually facilitate conversations we don't normally have with people we don't normally have them with. If we take the time to build relationships and find common ground, dig deep enough into what's motivating us, why we do the work we do, what are our underlying values, purposes that we care about, there may be 9 out of 10 things that we disagree about, but if we dig deep enough, we can find the slice of common ground where we do agree, and we can work on that issue as then we explore the other places where we disagree. So if we find that common ground, we can create a foundation for our work together. And in service of building a deeper relationship that can support our work over time, but also making progress on the things that really matter to us.
Now, another question for you as well. What are impact networks and how are they different from other kinds of networks like social networks?
Absolutely. Impact networks are networks that bring individuals and organizations together for learning and collaborative action for a shared purpose. As you mentioned, there are social networks. Social networks are all about connection, how we connect with one another. But as I mentioned earlier, networks can also be deliberately organized, not just for connection, but also for learning, for action, for movement. on a shared purpose. So there are learning networks that are both about connection, but also how do we facilitate the flow of information? How do we share resources? How can we learn on behalf of a larger issue? For example, the INPT, the Initiative for Multipurpose Prevention Technologies, connects hundreds of different researchers and organizations around the world to advance multipurpose prevention technologies for women, sexual reproduction health technologies. That's very important, especially in the developing world. They're sharing information, they're learning, and these products are now far further in their development than they ever would before this type of impact network. Then there are action networks, which is another type of impact network, where it's not just about connection and learning, but also about collaborative action. For example, REAMP is a network, an impact network of over 150 organizations working across 9 states in the Midwest to reduce carbon emissions by the year 2050 by 80%. They have had tremendous success in identifying opportunities to shut down existing coal plants and stop new coal plants from being built. They've shut down over 140 coal plants. They're passing energy efficiency policies and transportation efficiency policies through the collective power of their voice, by working together collectively across organizations, by identifying opportunities in the larger system where they can take a focused effort that can create large positive ripple effects that supports all their work and the things they care about. And then there are networks of networks that collectively create what we call movement networks, social networks. Social movements often take the form of these larger networks where people are connected around a big issue and they find ways to share information. What I want to express to your audience is these are not experimental approaches. There's actually a deliberate way to go about this work. We don't just have to wander through the dark when we're trying to collaborate on large, complex issues. There's actually a process we can go about to support our ability to connect, to learn, take action collectively on complex issues and to create positive impact. And that's really what's contained in this book.
Well, it certainly sounds like your book is a must-read, no doubt about that. Now, as we conclude, what does leadership look like in the context of navigating the unknown, and what critical skills do leaders need in this age of complexity?
Of course. I mean, many people assume that networks like this will just happen, that people will self-organize spontaneously. While that can happen, it's really extremely rare, and spontaneous self-organization usually goes so far. The truth is that leadership always matters. It's just a different form of leadership than the one we see in hierarchical environments. Rather than defining rigid structures and rules, network leaders nurture a culture of reciprocity. Instead of command and control, they seek to connect and collaborate. They're not there to tell people what to do, but to foster self-organization and support them as they discover what they can do together. Network leaders are so often what makes the difference, but because they're usually so humble and so quick to share the credit, we rarely ever know who they are. And that's why I've really wanted to share their stories in this book and in this documentary. Network leaders are at the heart of these efforts. They demonstrate an incredible amount of care for these networks, and they take responsibility to nurture their growth and consistently anticipate their needs and challenges while also sharing that responsibility completely with others.
Mr. Ehrlichman, we really do appreciate all you do and for joining us here today. Of course, I'm sure listeners want to know how they can find your book and get further details online on Converge and other information that we've discussed here today. Where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, visit converge.net. You'll see a lot of things there, including the book, including the documentary. We also have a number of resources that we offer for free under a Creative Commons license. I encourage you to use those and adapt those. And we have network leadership trainings and workshops and courses that folks can sign up for. So they can all found at converge.net.
Easy to remember, easy to access. Again, converge.net. Mr. Ehrlichman, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Of course. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. David Ehrlichman, the co-founder and coordinator of Converge, a network of systems strategists, designers, facilitators, educators, and evaluators committed to co-creating positive impact. Again, he is the author of Impact Networks, Create Connections, Spark Collaboration, and Catalyze Systemic Change. And for all the details, once again, visit converge.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.